Good evening, everyone. This is After Dark with your girl here, Hope. Let's go on. We're on episode 11. Actually, episode 10 was actually, it just sucked away, went away, and came back. But it should be uploaded. It's about Nicki Minaj on her new lyrics about Rosa Parks. So let's just get into it. I like to give a good, quick shout out to some people out in the continent of Africa, to my dear friends in Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, West Africa. I give all you guys a good shout out. I will be traveling to Africa in a few months from now, so I am preparing myself each and every day. I'm actually getting my visa straightened out by next week. I already have my passport. Ben had a passport, but I need to get my visa straightened out. So besides that, what's going on tonight? How's everybody doing? I'm doing good here on the East Coast, here in the East Coast of the United States of America. Actually, it was a good start of the week. It was not too cold. As you know, if you don't know, you will know, I'm not crazy for cold weather anymore. No, I'm not. Growing up on the East Coast, I loved it, the cold weather. I loved it, the fall. But now I just find myself not liking it. So enough about the weather. I want to get into the top of the night. The top of this night is when you date someone and it don't work out and they decide to come back. And when they come back, it's like they kind of learned their lesson. But is it too late? Is it too late because of if you're in your 20s, you just automatically overlook it and you just happy to be in a relationship and you just go right back to that person, 20s and early 30s maybe. But when you start getting up in your 40s, mid 40s, you start being like, nah, that doesn't work for me. Like, you literally messed up when you had the opportunity to have me. And now people make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We all make mistakes. But do you find yourself like, okay, you messed up. It's supposed to be over. Unfortunately, we started back talking. And now you're looking at the person like, why? Why did I allow you back? Or why did I even allow you to call me? You're looking at the phone and you're ready to just hit decline. And you just like, you don't want the person to be walking around on eggshells. You don't want the person to be walking around like, oh God, if I say this, she might like it. She may not like it. If I do this, she may not like it. And it may be, you know, we may get in a disagreement and it's over again. No, you don't want to bring that stress to anyone. But you don't also want to be looking at someone and know that you're not there. You're not there anymore. It's not there. Once, I think my age, time, and wisdom brings about understanding. And I'm just at that point where I'm just like, okay, you messed up. I can kind of overlook that. But like when you mess up one or two times and a red flag, it's just like, you know, when you the referee throws the white flag on the field, it's done. It's done. I just don't feel I have time for an adult human being, a male, that has probably been living longer than I have 9 times out of 10. Know how it be to be married, committed, long-term relationship, and you're just out of sequence, out of whack, and you wants to come back. Well, I need to make a rap song. Yes, so that's what I feel. That's how I feel about things and people, you stump your toe, it's a wrap. And yeah, it really basically, it just don't feel good. You know, it don't feel good when you try to come back. Maybe one disagreement, or maybe disagree to agree, that type of thing. But when it's just like, not in like how that felt when you stuck me with that screwdriver, because that's how I feel when someone like, you know, basically hurt your feelings or shoot your ego down. If you're a guy, you're a girl, if you're emotional, you know, he shoots you down and feel like someone take a screwdriver and just start screwing you with the screwdriver, and you feeling like, nah, I don't like the way this feel. And when something interrupt my spirit and it takes me off balance and it make me feel out of character, out of the who I am, the comfortable, the peace that I have within me, I don't see us making it. I don't see us going places. I don't see nothing. Because whatever that came along that divided us, and it was space within that dividing time, I don't think it's a reason for us to try to get back what we lost. So that's why I always tell people, you know, try to be happy, because you only have one time around this sun. You only have one time around this big old wide world. And when it's done, baby. And that's how I feel sometimes when I think 95% of the time I feel like that. I just feel that way. And I just can't help it. I know it comes with time and age and wisdom and understanding. Because I know when I was in my 20s, I would be just like, okay, okay. But now it's like, no. You're a full-grown adult. You don't have on baby Pampers. Get it together. Shape up. Yeah, I just had to say that. I just had to get that out. I wonder if anyone else feel that way, that is mature now, you know, been through the relationship, the marriage, and all those things, you know, in life. I'm going to be soon opening up the airways so you guys can call in, or I'm going to soon be having guests on the platform where they can call in and we can, you know, get some things off. They want to talk about some things. I will be doing that very, very soon. But it's been real. I'm trying to keep it under 15 minutes with your girl here at The Dark with Hope. You can check me out not only on Anchor, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram Live, Facebook, Breaker. Oh, baby, I'm there. I'm like traffic. I'm just rolling. Do not forget to follow me, though, on Anchor. Don't forget to follow me on Spotify. Don't forget to follow me on all the platforms I just told you about. It's been real. The universe love you, and so do I. I'll be back with another episode. This is episode 11 with your girl at The Dark with Hope. Be blessed until we speak again. Blessings.